Welcome to the DIDX audio podcast channel, where we share conversations we have with experts such as Douglas Morrow from TruePath Technologies. He's the founder and senior engineer. He's also the author of the O'Reilly Essential SNMP. Today we're going to talk about some of the challenges around telecom, MEF, and monitoring. And one of the industry's biggest problems in telecommunications is that as more players are included in the service flow, the industry places more emphasis on monitoring and reporting. This is seen across the board in almost every contract. So, Doug, what are the challenges and contractual requirements in regards to monitoring with Tier 1 carriers like AT&T and Verizon?
Basically, we have these big carriers that are putting up these cell towers, as an example, and looking for providers to give them that last mile, to give them that fiber hookups to the next tower and to their networks. And they're holding those providers accountable, as they should. And so within the contracts, they are asking those sort of second, third tier providers for metrics, for analytics, for statistics and monthly performance reports. And so what happens is that within the provider must give the carrier, for instance, frame delay variation, jitter, those types of metrics. All of the MEF, the Metro Ethernet Forum statistics, those are the kinds of things that the carriers are asking for. And the big trouble is that a lot of times those providers don't have the software or the technology or even the know-how to produce those reports for the carriers.
Well, Doug, what about, like, what are some of the software solutions to address these issues and requirements that you speak of?
So there's a lot of monitoring software out there today. And like anything, you sort of get what you pay for. You can go download a C compiler for free today and start building your own for no money, or you can go out and get, you know, very complicated sort of these, you know, ERP, SAP kind of, you know, monitoring systems that are huge. They take a lot of time and energy to put together and configure properly. And so you really need to sort of figure out, A, what does the customers, you know, currently have today, and will that provide those kinds of metrics to the carrier? And when you do that, you need to actually ask yourself, and some customers have the software, they say, oh, yeah, you know, we can do that, but the problem is they don't want to let those carriers deep into their networks to view those reports because they might have to see all the reports. They might have to see all their customers and, you know, all their carriers. So there are a lot of solutions to pull the statistics. There are some solutions out there that will do the reports, but there's not many that will sort of do it in a nice, easy web format, being able to download it in a CSV and segment the carriers so that one carrier like AT&T doesn't see the Verizon circuits and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. How long is TruePath Technologies, you know, when was your startup date?
So we've been around for a little over 10 years, so over a decade now. We've got a lot of great customer success stories online. We've been to many shows. We work with customers not just in the North and South America, but around the world. We've got some great partners that help supplement what we do, which is monitoring software and services. That's what we focus on. That's our strong point. That's what we're good at. And, you know, we don't come in here and try to, you know, reinvent the wheel or try to boil the ocean. We want to look at your business process, your communication channels and flow, and figure out, do you have the right tools already? Do they just need to be redeployed? Or do you need to get some supplemental software or some different software to sort of make your monitoring and alerts and reports click within your infrastructure? So, yeah, you know, we've been around 10 years. We're really good at what we do, and you know, customers really like us.
And knowing that is really important, because at the beginning of your answer to the second question, you mentioned that when a company realizes they have a need for the monitoring solution, they may try to have something developed in-house. And as we all know, getting started with anything like that, it seems like it's never complete. There's one bug after the other. Whereas you guys have been in business for 10 years, tried and true, many recommend you. So that's why I asked when your startup date was. So you'll be good.
Thank you.
So when I was at ITW 2015, had a great time. Got to know lots of companies better and met new companies such as TruePath Technologies. And, you know, I heard some people talk about what you guys offer and that you're actually one of the leading industry solution providers in this particular area. So would you share a little bit more about how that happened?
So one of the big things that we offer is our services so that we can help companies maintain and configure their monitoring tools on a day-to-day, month-to-month process. Like you were saying about the homegrown, there's a lot of customers that say, hey, you know, we can do it, but even more, they don't have the time to do it, or they might not have the technical expertise, and that's where we come in, is we sort of staff augment remotely and help them maintain the care and feeding. When I was doing a conference last year, the analogy that I used was that you don't launch a nuclear submarine and just think it's going to work for the next 10 years. There's a lot of care and feeding that has to go along with it, and that's the same for monitoring tools. So over the 10 years, we've really put together this like giant case study within the telecom, which we start to see more and more contracts and really providers saying, yeah, we can offer these reports. But they come to us and say, hey, I know we have all the software. And very rarely does a customer ever have just one monitoring software. Usually there's a whole slew of software products that they're using and different groups are using and whatnot. And we can actually help put those together and consolidate them. But we came up with our own software called LMS, or Line Monitoring Software. And that's the one that's really key to this niche market. That's where we go to these telcos and these MSPs and say, look, you signed that contract. You have to provide those reports. Let us help you with our LMS software. And really, it just breaks down to three things, is that it's a web-based, easy-to-use product, and it's customer-centric, meaning that it gets the reports to the AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobiles, you know, all of those. And it provides those statistics. And so when we get in with a customer and we show them that, they say, yes, that's exactly what we want. We know there are a lot bigger software packages. We may already have some, but with this, it's a nice, quick, point-fixed, low-cost, and we even do the base installation for free. The first-year support's included, and it's unlimited number of nodes for the one device type. So it's a great piece of software that we saw the need in the marketplace, and it's really starting to excel throughout all the telcos, and we're just trying to get more awareness out there.
Mm-hmm. On your side, TruePath Technologies with the monitoring reporting, and the IDX with the direct inward dial-in wholesale solution. But we're all more than technology service providers. We also, as I know, TruePath Technologies is known for involved in improving and helping our communities in one way or the other. I was thinking not long ago, I was preparing to do a blog, and I was kind of wondering, looking at Google Trends for the search term VoIP, and I found that one of the highest number of hits for the search term VoIP was sometime in the past 5 years for VoIP Supply, and it was actually about them involved in some kind of community effort. So that was great. Mm. It was easy to blog on, you know. And so mm-hmm. I was wondering if you would share a little bit about TruePath Technologies and whatever you do involving your community.
As much as we go to work every day, you know, we have lives, we have families, we have communities. And when I started the company over 10 years ago, I wanted to make sure that that was a big part of it. One of the big companies that is around us here in upstate New York is Wegmans. And through doing running races and triathlons and community events, Wegmans was always a part of that one way or another, giving food, giving donations. And in a way, we sort of use them as a yardstick to say, you know, how can we be more like them? Now, we are 1 billionth the size of Wegmans, but our giving and our caring and our involvement can be just as big, in a sense, by no means monetarily, but been trying to get out there into different avenues. So we do things like, as an example, we went to the Ronald McDonald House and we cooked breakfast for all the kids and parents that have children that are in the next door hospital. We support and go to things like the Heather Boyum Memorial Run. Another one more recently was the Big Brothers, Big Sisters that we get involved in. And again, it's one of those things where we just don't want to throw money at these, but we want to get involved in some way and try to give back. And in the, you know, in the end, as much as we all want to get bigger and make great money, it makes us feel better to when we see people that come to us and say, you know, thank you for being a part of this, because in a lot of ways that affects even more lives. And that's what this company is about. And I think, you know, a lot of good companies, I hope that's what they're about too. You know, it's fun to, you know, wake up early in the morning, and like when we went to the Ronald McDonald House, you know, everybody's making breakfast, and normally you don't cook for, you know, 20, 30 people breakfast-wise, and so, you know, you've got five griddles going and, you know, six dozen eggs kind of thing. So, you know, it is fun, and it does bring the team together.
I was wondering if you would share the website address of TruePath Technologies, any potential opportunities for partnering with you guys, any final comments like that?
Sure. You can always visit us at truepathtechnologies.com, and we even have truepathtech, T-E-C-H.com, if you don't want to type out technologies, because sometimes even I spell that wrong. You can always give us a call at 585-672-5481. And the offer here is that, again, don't think of us as, you know, coming in doing the hard sales pitch. Allow ourselves to sort of share with you our engineering and our industry knowledge and see what you guys currently have today and what you're using. You know, a lot of customers call up and we sort of give them that free assessment of, hey, what software are you using? What do you get? You know, what are your challenges? And, you know, here's a couple of, you know, recommendations kind of things. And a lot of times that will, you know, roll into a project. Sometimes it doesn't. But that's where you at least need to have that initial conversation. So from a partnering standpoint, if it has something to do with monitoring, if it's something that can provide that kind of telemetry, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, we love growing our partner network. We have a very deep and very great relationship with the handful of partners that we have today. And we love doing what we do.